This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. For the first time in more than a decade, the United States Senate is faced with confirming a Supreme Court nominee. In a nationwide broadcast from the White House last night, President Bush praised the man he's chosen to succeed, retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
I look forward to the Senate voting to confirm Judge John Roberts as the 109th Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
President Bush said he wanted a new justice on the Supreme Court when it reconvenes October 3rd. 2 years ago, the Senate unanimously confirmed John Roberts for the seat he now holds on the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, 50-year-old Judge Roberts may encounter greater resistance as a nominee to the nation's highest court.
Some senators, among them Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin, initially had no clue last night as to just who Supreme Court nominee John Roberts was.
Who knows about this guy? Do you know about this guy? Who is this guy?
But Republicans who observed Roberts at his Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing 2 years ago were delighted to learn he was the president's pick for the high court. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions called him fabulous.
I believe he's the best witness I've seen testify at Judiciary Committee. He was poised, competent, and honest and direct, and demonstrated all the qualities you would look for in a judge.
And the Senate's number three Republican, Rick Santorum, said he can't imagine Democrats blocking Roberts' nomination.
I don't think there's any way there'll be a filibuster on Judge Roberts. I mean, this is a man who, I don't know what he got in the last the time he came through, but he cleared very easily, and simply because he is, you know, an incredibly, you know, gifted lawyer who has proven to be a very fine judge.
Senate Democrats who are familiar with Roberts' record and thinking were less flattering in their assessments. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, was one of the three members of his party who voted in the Judiciary Committee against endorsing Roberts for a seat on the D.C. Circuit Court.
He is not a mainstream conservative like Sandra Day O'Connor. When he came before the Judiciary Committee before, there were some serious questions raised about his positions on issues. He was evasive.
New York Democrat Charles Schumer also opposed Roberts in the Judiciary Committee vote in 2003. Last night, Schumer said it's Roberts who will have to prove to the Senate he's worthy of a seat on the Supreme Court.
You wouldn't say automatically he'll be a consensus nominee. You wouldn't say automatically he'll be a nominee that no Democrat will vote for. It's somewhere in that broad middle, and we're going to have to ask a whole lot of questions and do thorough exploration before we can give an answer to that question.
That kind of talk raised a red flag for another Judiciary Committee member, Texas Republican John Cornyn.
Are they looking for a fight, or are they looking for an orderly and dignified process where we will do our job of advice and consent? I think clearly Judge Roberts should be a consensus nominee.
Cornyn said Roberts' confirmation process should go quickly since the federal judge has already been through background checks with the FBI and been evaluated by the American Bar Association. Cornyn insisted Roberts not be required to answer questions about his views on issues that could come before the Supreme Court. But other GOP senators were less certain about a consensus. Arlen Specter is the Republican who chairs the Judiciary Committee and who will preside over Roberts' confirmation hearings.
Professionally, it would be hard to find someone with better credentials than Judge Roberts. When you ask a question about whether it's a safe nomination, I don't know that anything in Washington, D.C. is safe if it's a nomination.
Standing in the White House driveway last night, Specter said he planned to have what he called thorough hearings on the Roberts nomination, delving into his background, his character, and his educational qualifications. Specter said he was concerned some have already started raising questions about the president's nominee, but seemed resigned to the prospect of a battle in the Senate. As he put it, this is America. David Wellner, NPR News.